Okay, this is Digital Dave on EAA Radio, and I'm talking with Mr. Tom Thatcher about preserving general aviation airports. And you were saying that the United States is still the shining example of general aviation in the world.
Absolutely.
So it's up to us to keep that going.
We have to continue to set the example of what aviation, general aviation, is and can be. There are many, many parts of the world where aviation, especially general aviation, is thought of as a national security risk. We don't think of it that way because, we just don't. But in many other smaller countries with potentially hostile neighbors, aircraft which can go from point A to point B very, very quickly are viewed with suspicion and concern. So, we don't want anybody looking at general aviation in the United States with suspicion or concern. And if we look to our TSA brethren, we have to set an example that, in keeping with, for example, AOPA's program of GA Secure, that we watch and monitor and keep our airports and our aircraft secure.
That brings to mind the whole through-the-fence debate that was going on. I don't know what the actual resolution to that is yet. It may not be resolved, but I think that would be a terrible mistake.
Well, we have two forms of through-the-fence operations in the United States. We have residential, and we have commercial. It's interesting. The circumstances of every through-the-fence operation are very, very different. I was, as part of the General Aviation Airport Preservation Study we did, I went to an airport in Salt Lake City, Utah, where it had a very, very large aircraft population of over 300 based aircraft.
That's a big airport.
The airport was small. Over 200 of the based aircraft were from a through-the-fence operation.
Oh, nice.
Yes, that's Sky Park Airport in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Well, that would be every pilot's dream would be to just go out to the garage, pull out the airplane, and go out to the runway behind the house and take off.
Well, it's a dream. It does create its own frictions, though, because one of the concerns that some parties have is that persons who use the airport but aren't based on airport property aren't contributing enough to the economic success of the airport itself.
Ah, I understand that. But I imagine you could pay an airport fee, which, in my opinion, to buy the privilege to do that wouldn't be that big a deal.
Oh, they're working through these issues, and Dave, I think that the through-the-fence controversy at American airports is going to be around, I predict, for many, many years to come.
No doubt.
we're talking about the community and environmental issues when it comes to airport preservation. A key thing is this. In addition to keeping your community educated and involved, excuse me, you need to do what you can to get people to understand and accept that your airport is part of the community's economic vision. It's not a waypoint for outsiders. It's a part of the community. It generates economic activity. It generates local taxes. It generates jobs. And people, your local people, your city council, your mayor, your county freeholders, they need to understand that. Because that's a very, very positive part of how an airport fits into your community. People need to think of that airport as an advantage, not as some peculiarity that creates a lot of noise. We found many, many cases where local officials really viewed the airport as a part of their community identity And when you get to that point, you're really at a success point where the future of your general aviation airport is virtually guaranteed because it becomes part of the local psyche and identity.
It's woven right into the fabric.
Woven right into the fabric of what the community is. You know, let's not fight the community. Let's make sure that we become a part of it and they become a part of us. And I believe that that's the formula for long-term success and preservation of an airport. Finally, we're talking about several classifications of things that affect the permanency and success of our airports. And the final factors are infrastructure related. And here's what I mean by that. The longer the runway, the better the taxiways, the better the runway lights, the better the chance your airport will be around next year and next decade. Here's what we mean. Airport infrastructure that goes into decline with deferred maintenance or closing down sections where investments aren't being made to keep it in good condition. That's one of the primary first symptoms of an airport at risk. We need to continually invest in our airports because an airport can get into a death spiral.
Right.
And vision this. Vision that we have, we're doing deferred maintenance, condition of the airport gets a little rough and ratty around the edges. Some people don't like that, so they leave. So we lose a little bit of revenue, and we defer maintenance some more, so other people leave. It gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Like a stall spin, you got to stop that when it starts, or before it starts.
Yep.
So investing in infrastructure is very, very important.
Yes, that's, like you said, you got to have a serviceable airport. A nice airport's nicer. We've all been in crappy ones.
Yes, we have.
Or ones that are just tired. Well, I'm going to have to get going here, unfortunately. And where can airport owners find this information?
Well, airport owners and airport advocates of all type can get our research report for free on the internet.
Okay.
Here's the easiest way to do it. Here's what to Google. Google on these three things. The term ACRP, that's the letter ACRP, report, and then the number 44.
Okay.
ACRP report 44. Google on that, and what you'll get is a report entitled A Guidebook for the Preservation of Public Use Airports. You can order it from the National Academy of Sciences for, I believe it's $53, or you can download it for free.
Yeah, I wonder which one will get done more.
Free is good.
Free is good. Sir, I want to thank you for your time and keep up the good fight, because this, I hate watching airports close, and I've seen two right near where I live. Shannon Airport and Kutztown Airport are now gone. And I don't even know why Kutztown closed.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate to see that, because it's really fun to fly, but if you don't have any place to fly to, that kind of ruins it.
Yep.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. This is Digital Dave.
Digital Dave, you have a great day, sir. I thank you very much. And remember, let's all do what we can to preserve America's airport.
You got it. I agree 100%. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay. This is
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.